So if you've been coming to church the last couple weeks, it's pretty much the same thing, the same deal with the Jesus talking about the bread of life discourse, saying, I am the bread of life, eat it, drink it, you'll have eternal life. And it's kind of no different here. But there's a little nuance. Jesus says today, I am the bread that came down from heaven. But what is the response of the Jews? Jesus says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And the gospel says, but the Jews, blank word about Jesus. Murmured. Yeah, that's right. But the Jews murmured about Jesus. Do you use that word often? Murmur? It's an SAT word. But what does it mean? Murmur. To murmur. Or what does murmuring look like? So don't worry, I looked it up. Murmuring, it's a low tone of voice, oftentimes mumbled, a private expression of discontent. So murmuring looks a lot like this. Jesus says, I am the bread that came down from heaven. And the Jews responded by murmuring. They go, no, and that son of Joseph, we know his mother and father, right? That's murmuring. Do you murmur? Yes, no? All of us murmur. I forgot which mass, but I said murmuring is a Filipino thing, and they didn't like it. So maybe murmuring is an Asian thing, you know, where, you know, we don't talk to each other. Rather than we just go, pss, 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 right? Murmuring. Let me give you an example here. I was on vacation. I had a class reunion. Have you ever been to one of those class reunions? Uh-huh. But it's like an exotic class reunion here. It was in Cancun, Mexico. All right. And besides all the wonderful things we did, is it easy traveling in a big group? No, because everybody's got different ideas, different things to do. But especially, I found it difficult, especially when it comes to like meeting at a certain time for a certain thing. So we said, okay, let's all meet at the hotel lobby, 1 o'clock. So guess what time I show up? No, have I ever been late to Mass? Maybe not here, you know? But so 1 o'clock, I show up 12:59. You know, it's kind of on time. Actually, it's early, you know? And pretty much everybody else is there except we're missing one person. Always seem to miss one person. And this one person, we're like, okay, it's 1 o'clock. It's 1:10. Well, you know, we're on vacation, right? So just take it easy. You don't have to be like a clock, you know, manager. Just relax. So it's 1:15. It's, well, maybe, is he all right? Maybe give him a call. Give him a call. So give him a call. And it's, okay, you ready to come down? Yeah, I'll be right down. I'll be right down. So he comes down 5 minutes later. So we're at 1:20 already. And he says, okay, we're all ready to go, set to go. He says, oh, I forgot my hat. I said, really? You forgot your hat? I have to go back up and get my hat, you know? And he's like on the 10th floor or something like this. We have to wait another 10 minutes. And then he comes back without the hat. He says, oh, I lost my hat. I said, really? You lost your hat? So he has to go to the, what do you call it, the lost and found, the concierge to check it out. And that's another 5-10 minutes. And then he comes back and says, you know, they don't have my hat, so I have to go buy a hat. Oh, are you kidding me right now? You know? And then, so what time are we supposed to leave? What time do we actually leave? Like 2. Exactly, 2 o'clock. And as we're walking out, I am murmuring. You got it. You got it. You got it. I'm going, anything else? Did you miss anything else? Did you need sundown? You know, can we finally go now? It's killing me. It's killing me. You know, and then he looks at me and goes, Steve, what did you say? Nothing. I didn't say anything. Let's go. You know, it'll take longer if I say something. So, murmuring. You know, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. Because I'm not talking to the person. I'm just talking about the person. And in the end, murmuring, I think it only brews up potential drama in the future. And that's why Jesus responds to the Jews. He says, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. The Jews begin to murmur. And Jesus responds by saying, stop murmuring. He says, stop murmuring among yourselves. So, later on that day, I decided to stop murmuring. And actually tell my classmate there in a very kind, respectable, gentleman-esque manner that, hey, you know, you're kind of dragging everybody down here, man. You know, kind of killing the buzz here, you know? And so, okay, all right. So he finally apologized and we kind of moved on. But murmuring, it's not good. It's not good in our relationship with others. Murmuring is not good in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Have you ever murmured to Jesus? Maybe you don't use that word murmur, but I think we do it many times, especially when we're not so happy, especially when we're going through issues or trials or tribulations, when we're depressed, when we're sad. We tend to kind of murmur in our conversation with Jesus or in our prayer life with Jesus. And instead of actually facing the issue or actually telling Jesus about what's going on, we just say, okay, it's wrong to complain. It's a sin to complain. Well, it's not a sin to complain. Or we just say, well, I'm just not going to say anything. I'm just going to suck it up and just, you know, not say anything. Or we begin to murmur. So for example, if you are not happy in your life, for whatever the reason is, if you're not happy with life, what should you be saying to the Lord? I'm not happy. That's a direct way of saying, communicating what your heart desires. But how many of us actually do that and say straight up to Jesus, you know what, Jesus, I'm not happy. And actually, I'm not happy with you. Do we ever do that? Because we think, no, we shouldn't be doing that. Instead, we begin to murmur. So if you're not happy with your life, you begin to murmur and go, well, so-and-so looks so happy. So-and-so seems to be doing so well. So-and-so seems to be so smart. So-and-so seems to get a lot of money. So-and-so seems to have a good job. So-and-so seems to have kids that are so well-behaved. You know what I mean? That murmur, that low, mumbled, private expression of discontent. And Jesus is telling us, basically, you know what? If you have issues, if you have problems, stop mumbling among yourselves and talk to me. Speak clearly. Tell me what your heart desires. Be honest. Be real. And let me give an example of this where a wonderful lady named Jane. Jane, she's married, and she's been praying to have a child for 5 years. And it's kind of weird how some couples, they're like, no, we don't want children. And they have like five. And some couples, like, we really want a child, and they're just not blessed with children. It's interesting. This is, you know, that Jane's case is one of those where they've been praying so hard to have a child, and just God has not blessed them with a child. Until 5 years later, boom, she's pregnant. And she's so happy. God has finally answered her prayers. It's like a miracle. And she gives birth to a son named John. And she was so happy until she quickly discovered that John has Down syndrome. Right? So, I mean, you can tell where I'm going here. All of her joy and happiness kind of turned into this downward spiral of sadness and depression. And yet, she would actually never talk about it to people. And she would definitely not talk about it in her prayer life to Jesus Christ. Instead, she would just murmur. And you always see her, and she's always sigh all the time. And she'd look at other students walking by, other kids that are like John's age who are perfectly normal, and go, and she'd look at John and go, okay, John, come on, come on. Murmuring the whole time. And I told her, you know, have you ever just kind of told Jesus kind of how you felt? Just straight up, be honest, be real. Have you ever? And she's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I said, well, maybe you should stop murmuring. And maybe you should speak clearly to the Lord. And we kind of prayed together, and she just flat out complained. I think it was the first time since giving birth she actually complained to Jesus, saying, basically, why? Why? I mean, I asked for a son. I didn't ask for a Down syndrome son, right? How can you do this to me? I'm a good person. I've been faithful all my life, and then you throw me with this, right? And I think it was only when she was able to have an honest, heart-to-heart, real conversation, real prayer with the Lord, it finally kind of hit her. Something changed. Because the next week, after she stopped murmuring and began to speak to the Lord like that, the next week she showed me this letter that her son wrote. And you know, the letter, it was not like grammatically correct, but basically it read, thank you, Mom. You are all I need in my life. That's all it read. And Jesus says today in the gospel, you know, it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Only after she confronted Jesus with the honest truth, when she stopped murmuring, God helped her discover truly what a gift she is to her son. Let me give you another scenario here where I think most of you know, or maybe I talked about this before, but, you know, so I'm here at the parish. I also teach at the high school. I'm also at the university, Santa Clara. And now I got this new thing, new gig 2 months ago. It's to build a new high school down in Morgan Hill. If you go down the 101, take the Tenant exit, Murphy, the corner of Tenant and Murphy, we have a 40-acre lot growing jalapenos. Yes, but my assignment is not to be a farmer, but to build a new Catholic high school down there. And you know, we're growing jalapenos, but we're not growing money, you know? And when I first found out, I was like, okay, we need $35 million for the first phase. And I said, wow, that's kind of a lot of money there. But you know what? I can do this. All right, I'm a big boy. We handle the 35. All right. And then I was thinking, well, wait a minute. That's the first phase. So there's like other phases. So that means there's more. So, you know, we sat down, I ran the numbers, and we basically, in the end, after all it's said and done, it's going to be around $100 million project, right? 100 million dollar project. Exactly, your reaction, right? So I begin to murmur. You got it. I begin to murmur. I'm going, are you serious? This is ridiculous. It's like, well, this is horrible. You know, and I could just see, like, all the people that I know, you know, they're not going to talk to me anymore. You know, because oftentimes when you're assigned to something like this, something big as this, you know, if I call you and go, hey, are you free for dinner? They're like, no. No. Okay, we're kind of busy right now. Okay, well, when are you not busy? Well, we're perpetually busy. we're year-round busy. Thank you very much, you know. So it's kind of a lonely job, you know, where nobody wants to talk to you anymore. So I began to murmur. Murmuring, but I never actually prayed to Jesus. I never spoke directly to the Lord. It was just always side conversations, murmuring. And it was only when I actually stopped murmuring and I spoke clearly complaining to Jesus what's going on, sharing with him all of my complaints, all of my frustrations, all of my worries, all of my fears, anxieties, of being a failure, things started to change. When I stopped murmuring and when I began to speak clearly to the Lord, And just when I was about to kind of lose hope, somebody cut me a check for $100 million. Just kidding. No, but I did get a little bit smaller, you know. Just when I was about to lose hope, I ran into people. And future committee members, board of trustee people, and they kind of inspired me. I said, you know, Father Steve, I know it seems impossible, but it's possible. I'm going to help you. And I know other people who are going to help you. We're going to do this. I said, wow, right? It is possible. But that only occurred when I, like I said, when I stopped murmuring, when I complained directly to Jesus and spoke to him honestly. So that's kind of what I ask you to do this week. Basically, what are you murmuring about this week in your life? What are the areas, some areas in your life that you're not content with, you're not happy with? What's worrying you? What are the things that kind of troubles you? What are the things that kind of raises your blood pressure? What brings you stress? What brings you fear? What brings you anxiety? What keeps you up all night? What are the things that you'd like to murmur about or murmur to? And today at this Mass, receive the bread of life, flesh for the life of the world. And this week, instead of murmuring, right? Stop murmuring and communicate honestly. Be honest. Be real to the Lord and tell him what's going on face to face, heart to heart. And I truly believe you will see. Jesus will respond to you in a way that you might not have expected.